Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. If you love great beer, this is one of the best times of the year. That's because it's time for fresh hop beers. These are beers that can happen only when the hops are harvested. That's because the whole cone hops go straight from the bind to the wort.
We've harvested hops about a month back, maybe a little less then. And when we harvested those in September, we were able to use those right away into the beer. And those have been sitting now in the beer for about a week or two in some cases. And the beer has been soaking in the fresh, hoppy goodness from the plant, the actual literally straight from the farm. Straight there, no intermediary, no drying, no type of processing.
But of course, Seth Cook from Woodlegs Brewing, fresh hop or wet hop beers still aren't all that common around here because fresh hops aren't that available.
I would say fresh hops are the unicorn beers. If you can find them, do that. This is, it's only one time a year to come out and try it. Do them and enjoy them, and then you'll just have to think about them and want them back as the year goes on, and maybe you get to do it again in October.
And some breweries do package them. Surly packages their wet, but it's hard to find, and it's usually pretty rare.
Right. I don't think we're going to package any of ours, just because it just serves a lot better on draft.
Most beers are made with hops that have been dried and pelletized, which still gives plenty of flavor, but fresh hop beers have a very distinct taste.
It's really, really hard to describe unless you sit down and
There's
try it.
There's nothing else like it.
It's fresh and grassy without being...
almost vegetal.
Right. But it's...
but in a good way.
Right, without tasting like canned corn
exactly.
Or anything. It's just, there's a freshness to it. There's an aroma to it. There's a taste to it that really is only captured with fresh hops. This version of our Drink Local Ale is green and wonderful without being overly hoppy. I don't think it's going to intimidate anybody, but...
well, and because the hops go in after the boil, it's not extremely bitter.
Right. When we use fresh hops, we're not looking for the bittering quality of the hops. As you said, those are the boil hops. What we're looking for is the aromatics, the nuanced flavor that can really only be captured through using the hops in their green, fresh off the vine form.
More Beer Untapped right after this. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we explore one of my favorite beer drinking experiences, fresh hop beers. Wooden Lakes Brewing has two fresh hop beers this year, an IPA and a pale ale.
We have our 265 miles to nowhere, and this variant has been dry hopped, so it's the base beer, of course, is 265, but we've added the wet hops because we had them fresh, the fresh hop. And then, of course, we have our Drink Local, which is really a basic version of our Split Rock Creek. So it kind of starts as a pale ale. There's some changes to it just so that it accepts hops very well. And we stuff it with as many local hops as we get. These hops actually came from Marshall, Minnesota. We had they actually came from Brandt's backyard, too. So we have a kind of a collection of hops in the beer.
These are beers you need to drink now.
Drink it fresh. Take it to your friends. This beer will...
get it now.
This is terrible to say, and it's always heartbreaking, but this beer will fade.
I mean, it'll still be good, but it'll be different.
Right. It'll definitely be different. That's why I use the word fade. It's not made to be aged. It will still be a good beer, but to really experience the nuance that is fresh hop, drink it as fresh as you can get.
Check it out now. Of course, Saturday, Hobo Day in Brookings. The festivities at Wooden Legs begin with pancakes at 8 a.m.
I have been an SDSU student. I've employed SDSU students. I have SDSU students as friends and family members. And I know there is nothing better than you can do for yourself and for your future self than to put a layer of pancakes in your tummy on Hobo Day morning. So those pancakes are available free. It is a free will donation. We will send any donation that is received to a charity. But we do open at 8, actually. We're open a little early before the parade. Come down, have some free pancakes. They're blue and yellow. Try some local beer if you choose to. We're going to have probably a record setting number of beers that we've ever had on here at the pub.
Of your beers.
Of our beers. Of beers that we have made here, including the fresh hop beers that we just talked about. It's a fall celebration. There's 52 weeks of the year, but this is the one week of the year that is Brookings blue through and through. So we are very excited to be part of that. include the fresh hop beers, include the pancakes, and all the festivities that is Hobo Day.
Finally, let's see what's happening at Brookings Liquor Store, where beer guide Drew Eklund tells us they have some great new tap beers for your growler fills.
New on tap from Mankato Brewery, it's Amardillo. It's a play on words, pale ale. The intentionally misspelled Amardillo is brewed with Amarillo hops to give it a floral, citrusy flavor that's smooth and nicely balanced with a bready malt. Really good pale ale. Also new on tap from Dark Horse, their raspberry ale. I'm a bit wary about non-sour fruit beers, as some tend to be cloyingly sweet and artificial tasting. Dark Horse manages to stay away from this by using real raspberries to give the beer a mild fruit flavor that doesn't overwhelm the rest of the beer. Well done, Dark Horse.
New packaged beers at Brookings Liquor Store include Avery's barrel-aged pumpkin seasonal called Rumpkin. Also some beers from a hot new Nebraska brewery, White Elm, and Breckenridge Brewing's pumpkin spice latte beer. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.